I'm delighted to welcome as my guest into the studio this morning a man whose music is always popular. The distinctive sound of Charles Timberlake, who joins me this morning in the BBC Radio Silent Studio. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. Lovely to be here.
Charles, we've exchanged emails over the almost 8 years I've sat in this chair. We've spoken on the phone. We've never actually met before.
It's lovely to meet you.
But you're a local man. You're a Hampshire man.
Yeah, Titchfield. I won't say born and bred, born in Mortar, but having grown up in Fareham and Titchfield and spent all my childhood years and everything, all my formative years there. So, yeah, local.
So why were your parents in Malta? Was your dad attached to the RAF? Or?
It was the Royal Navy, actually. Yeah, three blissful years, according to my parents. Not because I was born out there, but I was three, I think, when we came back to this country. And maybe that has something to do with my love of the sunshine.
I was going to say, do you miss the sun?
I did nothing but sort of sit and play on the beach for the first 3 years of my life. How wonderful is that?
So was music part of the life of your family when you were growing up?
Yes, it was actually, Tim. I think I was very fortunate because my father was a very, very gifted and accomplished pianist and accompanist and composer in his own right. And the piano was the focal point of the house, if you like, and it was always being played either by him or by me. And a little bit like me, he had the ability to just go to the piano, to sit down and play, and boy, could he play. He could also sight read, which is something that I can't do, which, you know, we may have a chance to chat about in just a moment. But I was always at the piano, and perhaps, you know, friends and things might be outside playing football or whatever. And all I wanted to do was to be at the piano with my thoughts and feelings. And of course, it is a wonderful, wonderfully emotive instrument for that.
Do you think that your parents, your dad particularly, consciously realised the gift they were giving you, or do you think it was just sort of, you know, part of the structure of your family life?
I think that's a very good question. What I do know is that his love of music was certainly, you know, passed over to me, and of course he taught me. He started me off on piano lessons, and then I went over to formal piano lessons with an external teacher. But you know, I was very, I don't know whether I was very lazy or for whatever reasons, I never learned to master the techniques of reading or writing, although I studied up to grade four, both performance playing and theory. I never really learnt to, you know, the technique of putting all those dots together. And, you know, while I know what a note is, you put a piece of music in front of me and I can't play it, whereas of course, you know, dad could.
So do you play by feel and by ear?
Yeah, entirely by ear, and I've always been able to do that, and much to perhaps the surprise of my, you know, examiners, because I'd kind of go into the examination room and almost, a bit exaggerated, but almost leave the, you know, the sheet music on top of the, because I'd learnt everything off by rote. And I think that's the creative side, you see, for somebody to be able to do that, it is enormously creative because it's so unrestrictive.
Do you find, Charles, that the aficionados of the music world can be a bit snooty about the fact that, you know, somebody like yourself, you might make a great sound, but actually, yes, you know, you haven't got all the music degrees and
yes,
grade eight with distinction,
yes,
and all the rest. I mean, are you subject to that sort of snobbishness?
I'm not sure that I've ever been subject to it or on the receiving end, but I've always been very conscious of that. I think it's a very, very good question. You know, the fact that perhaps my playing technique or style is not perhaps as good as it should be, you know, but not, you know, sort of technically brilliant and all those kinds of things. But what I do know, Tim, is that I can give something through my music. And for me, there's always been very much a sense of giving. And I'm told that my music does have the capacity to really touch the heart and to go, you know, to go quite deep.
Which was going to bring me to another question. Then we're going to play a piece of music which is sort of in development, and I want you to talk about that. Is your music, it's mostly Christian songs, either traditional hymns or modern worship songs done in a sort of gentle style. Where did faith come from in your life, Charles?
I think that's a very interesting question. I mean, I was, you know, brought up into a Christian home, but Christianity was not perhaps the... certainly wasn't the focal point of our lives in those days. And I was confirmed at the age of about 14 and went through, you know, that kind of phase. But it didn't have any meaning for me until I was probably in my mid-20s. And I think from then on, my music and faith have been inextricably linked. And I've always been very much aware of the presence of God, certainly in all the later work that I've done, in its composition, in the compositions that I've written, and sitting down and in the improvisations. And it's, you know, you talked about the worship songs and things, and of course those are only our arrangements of those songs. But I've really felt that, you know, that God has been central in that as well.
Now, we're going to play something called Breathe On Me, and we're going to talk about your co-musician, John Daniels, in a few moments' time. But just tell us about this one, because this isn't actually yet out on CD.
It's one you're working on. It's in progress, work in progress. And it's been enormous fun, and I want everyone to realise that this is not the final product. But I've been wanting... I fell in love with this song when I first heard it, actually, and I just adore playing this one, and I was really itching to record this for our next album. So it's a very simple arrangement, but it is a beautiful song. It's written by Darlene... That wonderful surname Zedek.
Or Czech, I think.
Czech. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me.
Well, no, I may be completely wrong.
I'm not musically
wrong.
Trained, is it? but it's a beautiful song, and of course this is just an idea. Perhaps we can just say a little bit more about it in a moment.
Yeah, and of course she's from the Hillsong Churches.
The Hillsong Churches.
Famously wrote My Jesus, My Saviour.
Yes.
Here it is. Breathe On Me. Charles Timberlake and John Daniels. BBC Radio Solent, 17 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
music of Charles Timberlake and John Daniels. Charles is with me in the studio this morning. We're going to be talking to him again in a few moments' time here on BBC Radio Solent.
The evenings are dark and the sea is very cold, but there's still plenty happening.
It's been a long history of this Ark Royal with Portsmouth, so it's quite a fitting end to our time in the Navy, and quite emotional, really, with everyone watching us.
For the latest news and events from life on the water, the H2O podcast from BBC Radio Solent.
We start at Ride's End, and yeah, we cheat a little bit because we have the tide out when we start.
Download it now for free from our website.
What we're hoping is that we can get a few more local companies and local charities to enter a team to take part in the Dragon Boat Festival.
bbc.co.uk/Solent.
Good morning. A very warm welcome. 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. After 8 o'clock this morning, it being the day before the feast of the Blessed St. Valentine, all the hymns that are going to be playing between 8 and 9 have a love theme. 0845 3030 961 is my phone number. 81333 on the text. Begin your text with the word Solent. Or, of course, you can email me at tim.dakin@bbc.co.uk.
What's happening in the South?
BBC Radio Solent.
Here's Lena with the Solent Guide.
A Midsummer Night's Dream is on at the Nuffield Theatre in Southampton until Saturday 19th. Performances are at 7:30 nightly with occasional matinees. Contact the box office for more details. Also this evening, the audiovisual celebration of the Jurassic Coast World Heritage Site continues its tour of rural venues across Dorset. Tonight, Jurassic Journey is on at Mary Tavy Coronation Hall from 7:30. And there's jazz at the Concord Club in Eastleigh with the John Maddox Band on stage from 8 and tickets are £9.
If you'd like your event mentioned on the Solent Guide, you can email us at solentguide@bbc.co.uk, or of course you can write to us at BBC Radio Solent, Solent Guide, Broadcasting House, Southampton, SO14 7PW. Now, I'm delighted to have as my studio guest this morning Charles Timberlake. A few moments ago, we were listening to his latest composition, Breathe On Me. There, look, Charles, I'm so impressed, I'm even getting more words. Charles, just talk us through the mechanics, because John Daniels, your partner in musical things, is 3,000 miles away?
And, yes, something like that, yes.
So how does it work?
A good question. Well, first of all, may I say that, you know, meeting John was a huge, huge event in my life and nine years ago. And at that time, he was living not far from me in Farlington, just north of Portsmouth. And you know, we kind of met. And I remember going back to his home and his little studio at the top of his house and hearing one of his tracks for the first time. And it was one of those really kind of mind-blowing situations, actually. Here's this hugely experienced man in the 70s and 80s with you know, songwriter, composer, performer in his own right, musical director. We started off our collaboration just almost kind of by accident. I was working on something, and I asked him if he'd like to, you know, I was so impressed with his work, I asked him if he'd like to, you know, include some of his arrangements. So that's how it started. And then very sadly, he moved over to Texas, and I was thinking, uh-oh. because being a very, very untechnical man, people who know me will kind of, you know that. I thought, well, how do we do this? He says, oh, it's easy, Charles. We can continue. You can just email me the tracks, you know. Well, I had initially to call on the services of a good friend and neighbour, another Tim, actually, who helped me. I have a little computer at home. So it was just a question of doing some fairly basic editing of a piano track. Okay. I like to try and record in the old-fashioned way, as you would on an analogue. So to try
so
and get it in one... No, yeah. But to try, in a similar way, to try and record in one take. Because it's possible on new equipment to actually record a song without actually playing a note of music, just by feeding all the notes in electronically.
So this is really you playing a real piano?
It is. It is. It's a beautiful, it's a wonderful, a lovely electronic Kurzweil piano. And then a couple of years ago, I thought, well, I've got to be able to do this myself, Charles. So I bought what we call a Logic music program. And so with some fairly basic editing, I will end up with a piano track, which I will then email over to John. And then it's really over to him, because I'm just always aware of his experience and his professional abilities and everything. And I kind of say to him, unless it's unless it's one of my compositions where I might have a particular idea of the way I would, you know, see the track developing, I will say, really, it's over to you, John, you know.
So where are the other instruments? I mean, you know, in various of your tracks, Charles, you know, there's other instruments there as well as the piano. So you're the man with the piano.
He does all the rest.
So he does all he the, does rest, the rest. And then yes, it all gets sort of packaged up.
I understand he would layer it. So he would, obviously it's all sampled. They're all sampled instruments, electronically sampled instruments. But he would probably put one track on, you know, layer one track at a time and then add another instrument.
And then finally it all goes off to the CD manufacturers. And, and so over the last 8 or 9 years since you've been producing your music, how many CDs have you produced?
Well, 6 together, four of those in our own names, but 6 collaborations. And then the 2 previous to that were my own compositions and my own under my own name, if you like. So
Charles, how do you know, apart from the fact that presumably people buy the CDs, how do you know what response you're evoking in people by your music?
Well, that's a good question. I suppose it's a little bit like your programme, Tim, isn't it? You know, you do rely on feedback from your listeners. Well, not rely on the feedback, but you certainly value
their
feedback.
Yeah.
It is. It's very important. And certainly from our point of view, you know. And I think I've never looked for any particular response. I've never had any expectations about our music at all. I mentioned a few minutes ago that there's been very much a sense of giving through our music. And I'd like people to receive it and to interpret it, I suppose, in any way that they would like. But what I do know is, from what people say, is that the music really does have the capacity to touch the heart. And it does seem to go very deep and seems to be able to bring enormous comfort and strength to people who are hurting or who are going through difficult times or, you know, experiencing enormous sadness or whatever. And I think it's a kind of combination of being very comforting and very calming, but also very uplifting. So it's a kind of all of those things, really. But I think if there was one thing, I would hope that the music may encourage the listener to reflect. I think it's really important that we all reflect and we all take time to reflect, whether or not we have a faith. If that reflection includes an element of God, then I would hope that the music may in some way help the listener to perhaps deepen their relationship with God.
We're going to play now, Charles, one of your pieces. It's from your CD, which is called Only in Your Eyes, and it's Purify My Heart. Why did you choose to record that piece?
I think a number of the tracks that we've chosen them together have been because of our love of the music and because of the meaning perhaps that's behind them. And for me, I can remember playing this for the first time in my home church in St. Peter's. I was part of the music group in those days, and hearing this for the first time, and I think particularly where you play along with other musicians, it's you know, I'm a solo artist most of the time, so I'm kind of very much on my own, and it's wonderful to be part of a group and to experience that kind of fellowship. And I think I chose this for those reasons, because it meant so much to me when I first heard it and played it.
the music of Charles Timberlake and John Daniels. And Charles has been my guest. Charles, it's been an absolute joy to meet you this morning, to hear about your music.
Likewise.
Listeners who want to know more, how can they find out more about you? How can they get the CDs?
Well, I suppose if they are moved to find out more, then they may have a look at my website, charlestimberlake.co.uk, which hopefully will give them a little bit of insight into my music, but also my life and my world. Locally, shops do sell it. A number of Christian bookshops sell our music. Locally, it would be the Unity Bookshop in Petersfield, the Livingstones Christian Bookshop in Boscombe, and the Swanage Christian Centre.
And presumably, if anybody goes into a Christian bookshop and says, I want the CDs by Charles Timberlake, they can get hold of them.
They would be able
Finally,
to
Finally, I have to ask you, the name Timberlake, relation?
Don't even go there.
Any
it's
relation?
Been good for business. It always generates a laugh. And anything that generates a laugh is good.
And do you
it
make shoes?
People together. I wish I was part of the same family.
Charles, it's been a great pleasure to have you in the studio
Lovely
this morning.
To be
I
here.
Hope you will come again. And do keep us up to date with your music and the CDs that you're producing.
Thank you so much.
Charles Timberlake, who has been my guest here this morning on the BBC Radio Silent Sunday programme.
If you love life where you live, Bournemouth, Haven,